Commentator Marilyn Moon says there are plenty of things that could be fixed in the federal tax structure. She's an economist, and she thinks the main problem is Americans aren't being taxed enough.
I admit it. I'm a card-carrying member of the baby boom generation. That makes me part of that dreaded demographic tsunami that some claim will overwhelm government programs with our outsized demands. When I retire, I want to depend upon a stable Social Security and Medicare system as my base. I have savings and pension funds to add to these basic benefits, but I want that basic safety net there for me and my generation, just as it was there for my parents. So please, tax me. Please spend these extra tax dollars in three ways. First, invest. That means we should invest in our future now by fixing, replacing, or building public infrastructure, including better highways, better schools, better health insurance for younger families. Use my taxes to pay down part of the federal debt. That way, when Social Security and Medicare need to use the trust funds for boomers, the burden will be manageable. Some of my increased taxes should also go straight into Social Security and Medicare, which heaven knows my enormous cohort is going to need before long. Social Security can be put on a sound footing with only modest changes, but Medicare's future is harder to protect. Greater efficiency should remain a goal, but the costs of serving a population over age 65 that will double in the next 30 years dwarf the amount of fraud, abuse, or waste in the system. So don't count on reform strategies alone. The $190 billion in the president's budget for the next 10 years is not nearly enough to modernize the benefit package with technology-driven improvements. So chip in some of my taxes for that. Prescription drug coverage under Medicare should top my generation's list of improvements. We're not quite elderly, and so far few of us are disabled, but most of us are already starting to use drugs that we will take for the rest of our lives. I want generous insurance coverage that the private sector won't be able to deliver. I'm willing to pay up now so that these benefits are there when we baby boomers retire. So will I be taxed? Not the way we're headed now. Continued tax cuts are being proposed by this administration, and it is wealthy baby boomers who will benefit the most. But these cuts will make it harder for my generation to help pay for our common future while we are still at the peak of our earnings power. Baby boomers, let's prove we are older and wiser and demand to be taxed. This should be my generation's way of showing our willingness to pay for the benefits and security that we want and need.
Marilyn Moon is a health economist at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C.